for calling customer support. My name is Rick Kim, the supervisor here in the fire department. How are you today?
Okay, how are you?
Doing great. Thanks so much for asking. Can I have your first and last name, and can you verify your address for me, please?
Sure. Linda Stock, STOCK, 268 Forest Road, Pottsville, PA, 17901.
Okay, mom, please, I'm wanting your account to load. And that first and last name again, please.
I'm sorry. What?
Okay, can I have your first and last name again, please, ma'am?
Linda Stock, STOCK.
Okay, just bear me a moment.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so the crew set was ordered, ma'am. You're saying this is fried?
Yep.
Are you no one else in your household place to order?
Definitely not.
Okay, so we can find this is fried, but I want you to make sure that you are aware that case of fraud afforded for a pending investigation and that false claims or fraudulent charges may result in pending such a fine. So as long as you're sure no one else in your household placed the original order, we can go ahead and proceed with the fraud claim. Would you like to go ahead and continue with that claim?
Yes, it was a cookware set?
Yes, and that is correct.
No, definitely did not order cookware sets.
And are you sure no one else in your household placed the order?
Nope.
Okay, so we can file this as well, ma'am. Let me place you in a brief hold moment.
Okay.
Hey, one moment, please, I'm still here. Hey, one moment, please. I'm just loading one moment.
Sure. And what is your name?
Ricky, R-I-C-K-E-Y. Okay, and I'm just notating now, ma'am, bear with me a moment. Okay, thank you for bringing some patience over for me so the refunds will go back into your account in 3 to 5 business, okay?
Okay, it'll be put in my account in 3 to 5 days.
And that is correct, and your account is placed effective immediately as well, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us support. Enjoy a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.